You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
Divine life. And this is our month of faith, amen. And for the past few services, we're looking at the extenders of faith extenders. Faith extenders, hallelujah. And today is our Thanksgiving service, and we want to look at Thanksgiving as a faith extender. Amen. Now, we've had a lot of teachings on Thanksgiving in this church, and they are all on the podcast. Amen. Yeah, so please do well and listen. One of the reasons when we are teaching the word, we find ourselves sometimes going beyond the time is because we weren't able to understand what we are teaching. And if all of us are in for every service, hallelujah. So if all of us are in for every service, we'll be able to be timely, you know, and move from one precept to the other, another instruction to the other. So today I just intend to go by what I perceive the Lord wants me to share with you. Amen. All right, can you please open your Bible with me to the book of Philippians chapter number 4, verses 6 to 7. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. And can we read it together? 1, 2, 3, 4, go. All right, let's do verse 7 too. Which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, in this kingdom, the things that we are instructed to do becomes potent through understanding. It's like tithing. It's like prayer. It's like fasting. The potency of these disciplines is released when we have understanding. So when understanding deepens, we unveil the power in these things. Else you will just do them. And Thanksgiving is a mystery, and it's powerful. Thanksgiving is powerful. Praise the name of Jesus. It is not just an aspect of a church program. It's not just a song we sing. It is a mystery in the kingdom that has been designed by God for the lifting of the saint. It's designed by God so that the saint can access dimensions in God. Praise the name of Jesus. You will take casual, and you will see it common when you don't have understanding, revelation about it. And therefore, it's important that you tell the Lord that, please, whatever I do in the kingdom, grant me revelation about it. As soon as you receive revelation about them, it changes everything about you. Praise the name of Jesus. So Thanksgiving is not a mere thing. It's very, very powerful. Tell neighbor, Thanksgiving is very powerful. Tell another person, Thanksgiving is very powerful. The most potent weapons in the kingdom are seemingly too simple. The most potent weapons in the kingdom, or the most potent forces in the kingdom, they look so simple. They look so simple. And they are simple because we have not really decided to work deep into it to know what God's mind is about those particular things. And Thanksgiving is one of them. We want to make sure that we look at it briefly and see how that helps us. All right, before I continue, let me try to differentiate between Thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Thanksgiving, praise, and worship. And in simple terms, Thanksgiving is you are acknowledging God for what he has done. You are acknowledging God for what he has done. You are celebrating him for what he has done. What he said he will do, he's done it. And so thank you. So when you thank someone because of something, a benevolence the person has extended towards you, so it's been done. Praise is acknowledging the ability of God to do. Praise is acknowledging the ability of God to do. The ability of God to do. So you are actually celebrating God's ability to do something. Is that okay? Now, worship is acknowledging who he is. So the thing about worship is that you are not waiting for him to have done something to come to him And you're not waiting to look at a situation that you're trying to magnify his ability to change it. But for doing nothing, for who he is, I acknowledge it and I celebrate it. That is worship. That is worship. So worship is not first about the song you're singing necessarily. It's not first about the melody or the tempo of a song. So sometimes we think that worship is when we are singing slow songs. That is worship. There are times that we have danced to worship songs. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. And so let me repeat again. Thanksgiving is we acknowledging God, celebrating God for what he has done. Glory to God. The psalmist says, I slept and I woke because the Lord sustained me. So he has done it. All of us are awake here. And the scripture is saying that we woke up not because we know how to wake up, but he woke us up. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, he said that he shall cause his angels to keep charge over us that we hit not our foot against a stone. Psalm 91. And we are all here. If our foot had hit a stone, we won't be sitting here. So he has protected us. And so he has done it already. Praise the name of Jesus. And look at praise. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Is there anything too hard for me to do? Is there anything too hard for God to do? That you are praising. You're looking at the ability of God to do. That is praise. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ancient of days, El Elyon, Adonai, Jehovah Jireh. You are he who was and is to come. Worship. He has done nothing. It's just his person, his nature that you are exalting. Is that okay, people of God? Now, why do we give thanks? Why do we give thanks? I'll be linking up so remember what I said about worship. We're going to come to that towards the end. Why do we give thanks? There are many reasons and there are many things that the Bible says, but let me just pick two. Number one, it is the will of God. It is the will of God. Philippians 4:6. Let's take it again. Philippians 4 verse 6. It is telling neighbor, it is the will of God to give thanks. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Now look, let's go to verse 7 now. It says, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding shall garrison your heart. I'll give you the other scripture later, but it says that giving thanks is the will of God. Now, when it's the will of God, it means it pleases God. It is God's will that you give thanks. It is God's will that you give thanks. Tell your neighbor, tell two people or three people, tell them that it is God's will that you give thanks. Another person. Have you finished? One last person now. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Tell yourself, when I give God thanks, I'm fulfilling his will. And when I fulfill his will, I am pleasing him. And when I'm pleasing him, I am walking in faith. And when I'm walking in faith, I have provoked the impossible to be possible. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse number 18, it says, in everything, give thanks. Not in some things, not in a few things, not in good times, not in bad times, but in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So it's not a situation you're going through as will of God for you, but it's what you are doing in that situation, which is giving thanks. Things are going down the drain, but you're giving God thanks. It's the will of God. And the will of God is the way of God. And the way of God is the path to the acts of God. And the acts of God will now bring you that testimony. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. So it is the will of God for me to give thanks. Giving thanks. If it's the will of God for me to give thanks, then there must never be a moment that I don't give thanks to God. Praise the name of Jesus. You just finished that banku. Thank you, Jesus. You slept, you woke up. Thank you, Jesus. You just made that wonderful overtaking like Formula One. Say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You asked the sister out and she said, no. Thank you, Jesus. You were just a day to your wedding. The guy said, I'm not marrying again. Thank you, Jesus. It is the will of God. Amen. You got the visa, but you know, you took the plane, you got to UK, just in the airport, they sent you back. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's the will of God. Amen and amen. Your wife prepares the soup and the salt, indicates that the soup was by the seaside. Thank you. It will calm your nerves down. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. Amen and amen. You tell your secretary, prepare tea for me, and the tea comes very hot. You didn't know. You put your mouth on the tin, bends your tongue. Thank you, Jesus. You realize that by the time you thank God, you will not insult the woman. Thanksgiving has a way of delaying your anger. Number two, why we give thanks? Because it is He, the Lord, that has made us, not we ourselves. Give thanks because it is He, God, that has made us, not we ourselves. Psalm 100, verse 1 to 4. Let's read that scripture. Psalm 100, verse 1 going. Hallelujah to Jesus. God is good. All right. It says that, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Let's go on. Oh, okay, go back again. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. All right, verse number 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with what? Singing. Glory to God. Verse number 3 now. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Verse number 4. To enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise and be thankful to Him and bless His name. Glory to God. Pastor Dave quoted that in the Message translation. Give us a message. I like how the Message puts it. And then we'll do Passion as well so that you appreciate the scripture. Message gave us from the verse number 1 again. Let's read it together. Praise God in the highest. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You for our lives. Thank You for Your hand upon our lives. We are what we are because You are the one. You are the one. You are the one. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Say, on your feet now, applaud God. Is that how you applaud the champion of your life? The one who conquered the grave. He took the keys of death and Hades. And He says, all power has been given to Me that go in My name. In Him we live, we move, and have our being. Somebody stand and applaud your Savior, your champion, the champion, the champion, the champion, the champion of our lives. Woo! What a blessing. I don't know, just before you sit down, imagine this. Just before you sit, imagine this. It just came to me. In Acts chapter 1, when Christ had finished speaking, and the Bible says He was ascending, and the clouds took Him. In Daniel continues it after the clouds. I can just imagine when He had conquered the grave and took all the power and everything, and He now got to heaven. From heaven's gate, angels were lined up, cherubims lined up, and were just clapping. Charlie, not too much. You know, the things that we do, it's because we have the nature of God. Are you with me? Have you ever gone to a cinema to watch a movie and there was a part of the movie that, Charlie, the way the guy acted that part, you know, people just stand up, hey, this one, yeah. I think the angels did not understand what is happening. Is He going to be locked up in the grave? He's not coming back again? And the whole heaven was quiet. But on the third day, the spirit of He that raised from the dead and do many fatai, oh, parasito prekevashta. Oh, my Jesus. We celebrate You, God. Please have Your glory of God. And verse number 2, come on now, let's go. Verse number 2, come on now. It says, bring a gift of laughter. Hallelujah to Jesus. I don't know which man of God said it, but fake it until it's real. Amen. How many of you that sometimes you get up, you just don't feel like laughing, man? Let me be real here. Let me somebody. Yeah. There are times you wake up and just... you just want your space. Though you're not using space to space. You just want your space. You just want to talk. Nobody should talk to you. Just there. Then just come like that. When they say laugh, it says every time I must laugh. That is what is there to laugh about. But God said, when you're coming into His house, start laughing. It's an expression of faith. That though I might be down and overwhelmed by the things that are hitting me every now and then, if I'm laughing entering the gates, I will not leave frowning. Because I will have an encounter that will keep my face smiling. God is good. All right, let's go. So sing yourselves into His presence. Verse number 3 now, let's go. He says, know this, God is God and God, God. He made us, we didn't make him. We are his people, his well-tended sheep. Anybody well-tended by God here? Verse number 4 now. Oh, he says, enter with the password. What's the password? And what did he say? He said, make yourself at what? Talking praise. He didn't say singing it, talking it. Talking it. You know how we can talk it? You enter the service and you say, Pastor Dave, how are you doing? I mean, God is so good. I just can't think around his faithfulness. God is amazing. He's awesome. How he took me that. You just begin to tell your neighbor about the things that God is able to do. God is able to do just what he said he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't relax, give up, make yourself at home. Cause he won't give up on you. Cause he's able. Gonna have the chest singing. Oh, you are standing ready. He's able, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Imagine before the service starts and before the word comes, and we all have a culture of talking praise before opening prayer. What will happen in the service? I mean, you see Brother Leslie coming, he's not bringing the, because the posture of entering the service is smiling, laughter. See the Lord laughing, hallelujah. See the Lord. See the Lord. So you're supposed to enter the service laughing. Then, you know, Brother Hayford sees that Brother Leslie is not coming with the right ID card. You don't go say, start laughing. No. Come on, Brother Leslie. How are you doing? How's your day? How's the week? Things might have gone bad, but God is faithful. God is good. You know, yesterday, something marvelous God did in my life. You are talking some praise. And if you check praise carefully, you see raise in praise. There's no how you talk praise and not be raised. And then there, you can write me to erase. When you praise, it shall be raised and shall be an erasing. The sorrow will go. The pain will go. Being overwhelmed will go. And then who you are in Christ will rise up. What a blessing. Tell your neighbor, when you see me every time, talk praise first. Now, I'll focus that it is not we who have made ourselves. We did not make ourselves. It's so easy to think that you are where you are because you have studied hard. You are where you are because you have the right connections. You are where you are because you are from a good family. You are where you are because things just work the way it must work. It is my fate. No. 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 God is so involved in the making of people that even unbelievers are enjoying of it. Your father is so good, he allows the sun to shine on both the good and the evil. He makes the rain to fall on both the good and the evil. And no man can receive anything except God gives them. So Bill Gates' idea or invention came out of a portion of God's mercy. There's nobody, whether Muslim, Buddhist, Hinduist, God is the maker of wherever you are. They may not know the real God, but you know that God. Are you following the will of God? So why do we give thanks? We consistently on a daily basis acknowledge this reality that whatever we are and wherever we are, And whatever we've achieved is not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Except the Lord builds the house, the labor in vain that builds it. Except the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen, they stay awake, but in vain. For the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but it's the Lord that showed mercy. He is his mercy. Had there not been times your faith was zero, in quote, but that was when you saw mighty moves of God in your life. I'm sure that Daddy has something he can say. You know, he has some very strange things he can share. And when your spirit is not up there, you'll be smiling, but you're not getting it. There are dimensions of God's encounters that didn't come because you have faith. It came because of his mercy and his sovereignty. Oh, I have seen God do some things in my life. In fact, that season, my faith was on leave. I couldn't trust him for that. But he did not look at my weakness and my flaws and went ahead to do what he had to do. It is he that has made us. Your marriage is working, it's not you. But it is he that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Yeah. Your business working, oh, it's not you, my dear. Remember the Lord thy God, for he that giveth thee power to make wealth. Are you with me, people of God? Oh, I've never taken medicine for the past 30 something years of my life. I know how to eat the right food at the right time, go to the gym. I take a lot of walks, exercise walks. Didn't you hear what Apostle Paul said? That bodily exercise profited little. How did the little get to this great health? But he's called Jehovah Rapha. He said, if you shall obey me and honor me, I will take away these diseases that came upon them. Hallelujah to Jesus. He is my strength. He is my vigor. He is my nutrients. He is my vitamins. He is my carbohydrates. Himself is my strength. Himself is my strength. Himself is my strength. You must always acknowledge that. And that is why we give thanks. Are you still here with me? Now let's look at a faith view of thanksgiving. Remember when I started, I tried to differentiate between thanksgiving, praise, and worship. And I said earlier that at the basic level, thanksgiving is acknowledging God for what he has done. And we look at praise. Praise is acknowledging the ability of God to do. But worship is acknowledging who he is. Praise God. Now, there's a dimension of thanksgiving where you are not necessarily waiting to see what he has done, but you have seen what he has done in Christ and you acknowledge it. Can I repeat that again? There's a dimension of thanksgiving where you're not waiting to see what he has done, but you can see what he has done in Christ and you acknowledge it. In other words, you are not waiting to see the manifestation, but the fact that Christ was manifested, you thank him in advance. Let's put it that way. Are you here with me? Okay, so somebody tells you that I'm going to give you $10,000 by Tuesday. Somebody shout amen to that prophecy. Yeah. Hallelujah. And then I go and I say, thank you. Thank you so, so much. Then I go and get an envelope, package 500 CDs. This is to thank you in advance. What's going to happen to that person? If the person is a person of integrity, he will be forced. He must fulfill that thing. Are you here with me? That's how it looks like. So my thanksgiving is actually my expression of faith that what you say you will do, you have done. Hello? Give us Hebrews chapter number 11 verse 1 quickly. Hebrews 11 verse number 1. God is good. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith has a lot to do with evidence. But the evidence of faith is not material, yet it is material. The evidence of faith is the documents that prove that what God said he will do, this is the document. And the document is the word of God. First of all, Jesus Christ is the word of God or the document of God in person. And then the word of God or the Bible goes to intensify that reality. So faith is based on facts. Faith is not just in the air. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Somebody say faith is evidence. Say faith is evidence. Anytime you go to Melcom, I don't know if they've stopped in your area, but the one in my area, when you go to Melcom and you purchase something and you pay, they now give you a receipt. And then there's this man or woman by the door who will now check the bag and then check the receipt. Whether if what you claim you have paid for, it is what it is. So the receipt is the document, the evidence that this thing, you have paid for it. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm a conqueror. You know my evidence? Jesus. How did I know that? His word told me so. It's not baseless. Faith has a base. Faith has a fact. So now look at task me this way. You were sick and then you are prayed for. And you say, Father, I thank you for the healing. But you can still see the symptoms around you. But you are thanking, why? Because the fact is that he himself took away my infirmities and bore my sickness, and by his stripes I am healed. And God is not a man that he should lie, but a servant that should repent. If he has said it, he has done it. So thanksgiving, I can tell you, is the highest expression of faith. The highest expression of faith. As people of God, when you sit on God's word and begin to see the things that God has done for you, documented in this fact book, you realize that without thinking, you start thanking him. When you come to realize in that document, ooh, that because of Jesus Christ, you are seated far above all principalities and powers and thrones and dominions. Hallelujah. That I'm hid with Christ in God. Huh? That's what I'm seeing? Ilama shelebatai. Kobarasitorania. When the Papa told us, he said, when you study the word more and the light comes, you speak a certain tongues that you have not thought of. You realize it's different. It is word induced. Oh, glory to God. It's everybody that goes to their family house in this, don't ever come home. Oh, don't come home. Because in this our family, when you are moving forward and you visit, you go down. So don't come. Stay in Accra and do well. You send us some coins. Don't come here. Especially that your uncle, until he dies, don't come here. And then you are sitting on God's word. You are studying. And the thing opens up to you that I'm seated in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers, thrones and dominions. I'm seated with him. That I'm hid with Christ in God. That all power in heaven and on earth and beneath the earth has been given to Christ. He says, I should go in his name. He took all the power. Make it simple for use, Jesus. And if any man be in Christ, so wait a minute. I am with him, I'm in him, he's in me. Then it opens up to you. And then while you are saying, Rago Bashaka, Father, I thank you that the demons in my father's house, they are afraid to see me. Then you call your auntie and say, I'm coming home. He says, ah, no, guys, I'm coming. I'm coming. I watched a short video, of a young evangelist that went to a particular town, and there was this fetish priest that was the king of the place. Very powerful. Very powerful guy. So anybody that sees, you have to bow. He's coming. And so the young believers he had just raised, they saw the man, they all bowed, and he was standing. And the guy said, do you know what you're doing here? You not bow? Have you heard about me? He said, you are the one who is the king. Can you shake my hand? The first man says that, you want a handshake? So he now does this and just conjure a few things there. And then shook the young man. And nothing happened. The young man left him and he was going. He asked, Yama was going. Oh, the old man turned back again. Did it. What? It was not working. It wasn't working. And that bishop, Mercedes, said, when they put him on an interview with the secretary of the witches ministry, they were live TV. And the host says that, so which of you will start talking? He said, let the former witch speak. He said, sir, former witch. He said, let the former witch speak. He asked the man, are you a former witch? He said, I'm a former witch. He said, how did that happen? And that bishop said, oh, he was a witch until we came and he said hello and shook my hand. So I neutralized him. I just took him. So he's alone. As you ask, look at, he's alone here. There's nobody with him. They've left him. They've left him. Oh, I know who I am. I know who I am. And these are the facts that we get. Glory to God the highest. It's not because you are prayerful, because you know it. And so the thing hasn't happened, but it has happened in Christ. That is the fact I have. And it's on that basis I give thanks. Glory to God. You understand the faith dimension? Now, let's take a few examples quickly. John chapter 6, verse 11. John 6, 11. Now, this is the story where Jesus Christ had finished a crusade. And, you know, darling, Jesus is such an amazing leader. When he has given spiritual food, though he's the one that said it, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. He makes sure there are two breads available at every meeting. He will give them spiritual bread and then give them physical bread. So at this point, he finishes the item 13. And what is there is not available for the entire people. And this is what he did. And Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given what? I didn't hear giving what? He distributed them to the disciples and disciples to those sitting down. And likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. It wasn't rationed. Take. It's too enough. Take four. You know, and you know, there are some of us that we look, you know, we look very proper, but don't tempt us with buffet. There are some sisters here, you know, they're so beautiful, pretty, they look good, everything is fine, but don't tempt them with buffet. No, don't try that. No. Don't try that with them at all. They will make sure that money that you are paying, you'll be happy. Yeah. There are some sisters here, I'll never take a buffet. I won't even, because you waste our money. How can we take you to a buffet and we are paying 1,000 cedis for one per head? Then you go and sip small tea and pitch rough. I have to take people that they know how to eat the thing. There are people that know. They know it. They know when to pick what. By the time that everything has been, they are partakers of the table. I'm telling you. Praise God. So there were these types of people in the service. So they took as much as they wanted. It was not enough. But when he lifted it, he understood the mystery of thanksgiving. Before it multiplied, he gave thanks. Therefore, the bread and fish had no choice than to multiply, because I give thanks ahead of time. I thank God for the new houses. I thank God for the new cars. I thank God for the new auditoriums. I thank God for the impact in the rural areas. I thank God for the many marriages. I thank God for the many children. I thank God for my heavenly encounters. I thank God. That's it. Glory to God. That same example you find again in Matthew 15, 36. You can go read that at home. And Mark 8, 6. Matthew 15, 36. Christ gave thanks. And in Mark 8, verse 6, you find the same thing there. Are you still with me? And there's another example also in the book of John, chapter number 11. That beautiful story there of Lazarus. Glory to God. Lazarus is dead. 4 days after. According to the report that Martha was given, it meant that perhaps the body was even decaying. But the Bible says Jesus Christ stood by the grave, lifted his hand and said, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Today is part of the hearing. And he didn't wait for God to say, my son, indeed, today I'm hearing you. My son, tell Lazarus to come forward. Thanksgivers don't wait for encouragement. Glory to God. When he gave thanks, Lazarus, come forth. Oh, Makilo Masha. A person bound from head to toe. How did he come forth? Ah, Yemoto Olivia. What is dead in your life? I know you've heard these things already, but this is different for today. What is dead in your life? By the time we're done with this message, we're going to thank God. You're going to call those things by name and thank God for them. That they are no longer dead. They can't be dead. No, they can't be dead. Glory to God in the highest. So you see the faith view of thanksgiving? Are you seeing that? I'm not waiting for manifestation, but my thanksgiving is based on his nature. his personhood, what he is. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not a man that he should lie. That scripture blessed me so much. So much. He's not a man that he should lie. Not the son of man that he will change his mind. No. That is where your thanksgiving is coming from. You're not waiting for an action of God, but it's based on a revelation of God. Hallelujah. Now, how to give thanks? How do we give thanks? There's a few things here. How to give thanks? You must think before you thank. You must what? You must what? So there's an aspect of acknowledgement before expression. Acknowledgement before what? Can you say with me? Acknowledgement before expression. Acknowledgement before expression. Glory to God on the highest. And there's a beautiful story that I always love to go to when I'm talking about thanksgiving. Luke chapter number 17, verse 11 to 19. Luke 17, 11 to 19. It talks about the 10 lepers. The 10 lepers that had met Jesus somewhere. And then, can I have it quickly? And Jesus, all right, move to the next verse quickly. Move to the next verse quickly. Okay, move to the next verse quickly. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Verse 14, sir. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourself to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And I've always said something that, you know, they were cleansed. That didn't mean they were made whole. If you were to meet them anywhere, you would see that they were once lepers. Bible says, so when he saw them, okay, move on, move to the next verse 15 quickly. We can start from there. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed. So the saw there is the acknowledging. You must think before you express. Because the extent of your expression is highly influenced by how deep you have thought of his goodness. How many of you realize that we easily forget the good things that God does? Oh, I'm telling you. Even amongst us as human beings, we forget the good people do, but we remember the evil they've done. I was telling my wife recently, I said that there are people that I just can't let go because I still remember all that they've done for me. I can't forget it. That's what the Holy Ghost keeps reminding me of. You can't let go. Are you here with me? But we easily forget. And forgetting the good that people do is actually the predominance of selfishness. Hallelujah. They must do this for me on my wedding day. But what did you do on somebody's wedding day? Hallelujah. Oh, you see, the church is so good to you. Then one simple thing happens. One, just one. Out of 10, one happens. You forget all the 9. They're like a leper. You remember that bad one? That one, just that one. The church that ordained you, the church that blessed your marriage, the church that blessed your children, the church that gave you seed when you needed seed, the church did one thing, just one. Everything they done, if I don't remember. And that is so natural with humanity. And we take that to God. You don't remember how God came through for you in that several times. Several times. But just one thing, God's answer to your prayer was silence. You're angry with God. I'm not serving you again. Don't threaten him. He is God.
If you threaten him, he's still. See, when you threaten God, he feels cheated. Yeah. He's cool. You know? One time, my dad said that when you look at himself and my younger sister, you think that they are chopping church money. But if you're going to look by size, then you might think they're chopping your church money. See, it's natural to them. It's natural. I need to be in that class, but you know, if you are born by an elephant, there's nothing you must become. It's right there inside. Praise God. Hallelujah. A little something, and then the thing is, you're just becoming big. So if you look at the size and the flesh, he's chopping the money. Have you not seen very rich people who, from the time they were poor, then they are rich, they have not changed in size? If it's by size, you can. Are you following, beloved God? Just one, you forget all the good. It happens in our marriages. You hear the wife will tell the husband, "You are always not there for me." Hey, Chanyo, always not there. How? Really? Then you are still here with me in marriage. You are always not there. If you use the word always not there, me, you are trying to tell me that since I married you, I have not been there for you. Are you getting the whole idea? Instead of saying that, you know, recently, I don't really see that you are there. Recently. Me and who say, there's the Old Testament, New Testament, you are changing. So better adjust. Are you with me? God is good. God is good. So to thank, you must think. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings. Come on now. Why were you surprised? Because you had not counted and named. So you didn't see it. But when you now started counting and naming, 1, 2, 3, 4, hey! You see the whole idea. Oh, the month of April was too. I didn't have money. Relax. Let's start from 1st April. How much you spent on this, on that? Do it to the 30th. You now realize that. And it will surprise you what the Lord gave you. So you have to think. So acknowledge. And you realize that when you acknowledge what He has done, that is what now determines whether you kneel down. Or you lift your hands, or you will cry at the table of God. The reason some of us, sometimes we can't express as a certain dimension is because we don't acknowledge enough. And when you read down this story, when that one man saw that he was healed, returned, not with a cool voice, but with a loud voice, glorified God. He didn't wait to get to the priest, because there's a higher priest. Go to verse 17, quickly. My time is up. Quickly. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed?" Jesus, if you want thanksgiving, add it to the description. The prescription you gave, add it to it. So go and show yourself to the priest. When you see you are healed, come back and thank me. Mm-mm. It must come out of your will, out of your choice. It must come out of, relationship. A temple of God, your relationship affects your thanksgiving. You know that feeling that you feel like it's your right. It's my. There are some of us that are so entitled there. Hey, brother. Wow. You ask for a lift, and you want us to drop you in front of your house. Hey, brother. Hey, brother. No. Like, you should be appreciative. Hallelujah. Why must you thank your boss for paying your salary? The world will tell you, "I worked, he had to pay." That's our agreement. But the word will tell you, thank him. Because there are bosses in this Ghana, entrepreneurs in this Ghana. They'll pay your April salary by 20th May. And tell you that they are not making profit. And yet you are the one who sends the money to the bank. You are the one preparing the expenditure. You can tell there's so much profit. He said there's no profit. As he's saying that, not paying your salary, he just imported a new car. Ghanaian entrepreneurs. Most of our entrepreneurs are very wicked. Yeah. If you're an entrepreneur here, if you are not faithful, there's a dimension of wealth you will not get. Are you following me? So as an employee, they've paid your salary. Now tell them, thank you for paying my salary. I know it's in the contract, but thank you, because you could have been influenced by the devil not to give it to me. Thank you, sir, for the privilege to be an employee here, to even work under you. Thank you. And the strange thing is that it's not all of you that will do it. Because from the story here, they were 10. Only one returned. So only 10% will do what I'm saying. It's normal. Now why should I thank him? No, thank him. Your father pays your fees. Everybody says, did I send him to give birth to me? Hey, thank him. But there's something more waiting. Is that okay? I can't stay too long. So acknowledge, and then you can express. Hallelujah. How many of you are thankful for divine protection? Okay, let me give a picture. Imagine that after one service, you are kidnapped. And we can't trace it for 3 months. And you are almost at the point of death, and God steps in. Will you appreciate God for protection seriously than before? Oh boy. When we say, let's thank God for protection, it's true. It's true. God, you are my protector. You are, because you have experienced it firsthand. How many of you appreciate God for divine healing and divine health? Glory to God. Just imagine that some sickness be that came to your body, they diagnosed, they couldn't find anything, and you were dying for 1 year. And the church was praying, just praying. And one day you had a vision. You saw yourself in heaven. They took you to heaven's theater. They removed the thing. Came back, you are well. And we say, Jehovah is Rapha. Jehovah is your name. We have not mentioned Rapha yet, too. You start crying. Healer. Why are you crying? You have acknowledged a dimension of God. And the depth of that experience is affecting your expression. So when I see people worshiping and thanking God, and they are all prim and proper, it means they are not thinking deep. Are you following here? All right. Two more things. How to give thanks with your substance. With your substance. Amen. And then finally, by service. Somebody say service. So after telling him you're grateful, you serve him. You thank him with your substance. Now why must I thank God with my money? The Bible says, for where the treasure of a man is, there his heart. Oh no, look at me. Let me say this to you. Where the treasure of a man, where will his heart be? There his heart will be. So if your treasures are in God, where will your heart be? So all these things God is saying, give you tithe, give you this, is to just make sure your heart belongs to him still. Are you following? Hello. Hello. Ask your neighbor, where is your heart? Get an answer. Tell your neighbor, please don't say anything you don't mean. I beg. I don't want to hear that. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen and amen. You see the arrogance of wealth? I was going to read a scripture to you, but my time is up, so I can't do that. I don't know if I still have some few minutes left, but Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said it's very hard for a rich man to go to heaven. And those of us that went to study theology, we've tried to make the thing look very sensible. It is like that. It is hard for them to go to heaven. Oh, you see, theology does something to us that we try to just try and see. It is very hard. Pastor Dave, it's hard, sir. How many rich babies in our humble? No one money can do. So you are here looking so, you know, anybody can talk to you. This brother, he's very, very humble. You know, all the children come to me. Like,
because he's servant. Very humble. I see in the next 1 month, the Lord is about to lift you financially. You're going to become a billionaire 1 year. We are waiting for your true face. Your real face, we are waiting for it. Money. No, I have felt it. And all of you know. I mean, you felt it. That time that your when you touch it, you see there in my bucket there, you can feel my skin. Bah, bah, uh-huh. And then, you know, this particular day of your life, like some way, somehow, like that particular week, like supplies were coming anyhow. Your accounts were smiling. Your pocket is smiling. Your wallet is smiling. Look at how you came to church and how you were standing. If you happen to have accompanied your wife through the market, you are different the way you walk. You walk large. Ekengua, Ibetria, Ayahi. How much is groundwater? How much? Count everything. Take. Oh, you are saying age. Hey. Some of us, I think it is God's program that you get 100 cities once in a while. He wants to build you up to have the right character. People of God, I was going to end by saying that thanksgiving is a cure to pride and anxiety. Oh, mommy, I saw the story of, I think we should read it. Then we worship and then we take communion. Daniel Fongoma. Daniel. Yeah, let's go to Daniel and chapter, the verse 4:29-37. When you don't take humility class serious, God will introduce you to a humiliation class. When you don't take humility class serious, God will allow humiliation class to teach you humility. I realize that there is only one thing that makes God your opposition as pride. So the Lord resists. Can you imagine? You are praying, Lord, every obstacle before me, clear it. God says, I'm the obstacle. You can't clear me. I'm the one. Now this is Nebuchadnezzar. Hallelujah. So at the end of 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace of Babylon. Continue, sir. Like Dubai. The king spoke, saying, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for for a royal dwelling by my mighty power for the honor of my majesty?" While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell. Not cable. The voice fell. Sometimes I like the way King James put the thing. It's very nice. The voice fell. Now, if God's voice fall on you, you crash. Uh-huh. So the voice fell from heaven. King, God is amazing. He still called him king. That's how humble God is. King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you. Continue, sir. And they shall drive you from men. And your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen. And 7 times shall pass over you until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. Do you remember that scripture? It is he that makes us. He is one that gives it. Move on now. Almost done now. That very hour, the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of the heaven till his hair had grown like eagles. That means rasta. Feathers and his nails like birds' claws. Continue. And at the end of the time, Nebuchadnezzar lifted up his eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed. When
don't understand it, you will bless God and bless the Most High and praise and honor Him who lives forever. For His dominion is as an everlasting dominion, and His kingdom from generation to generation. Hit song straight away. That's how most ministers write songs, what they go through. They won't tell the details of what they went through, what they did that they had to go through that place. But the wrote songs, my songs come when I go through things. How did you go through that thing? Move on. Nebu has graduated degree in worship. 1 degree in humility, 1 degree in worship. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain His hand or say to Him, what have you done? So when Papa asks, what is sovereignty? This is the definition of sovereignty. That's the definition of sovereignty. Are you saying that? He does what He likes. Okay, move on, sir. Okay, rise to your feet as I'm finishing it. At the same time, my reason returned to me. So He received understanding, then reason. You see the thing? There are two different things. And for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles resorted to me. I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Is that all? Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth and His ways justice, and those who walk in pride He is able to put down. Recommendation from PhD holder in humility from the University of Humiliation, Nebuchadnezzar, signed and sealed. Is God good? Can I give you 5 minutes? Can you begin to think and thank? Think and thank. It's a very solemn, beautiful moment. Make sure you are doing this. Don't be amongst the nine. Be amongst the one. I want you to thank Him, praise Him, and worship. Thank Him. Come on, saint of God. My eyes have seen Your goodness and Your... Don't sing the song. I want you to thank God in your own way. I'm just giving you a background, something. You are true to Your word. You are wondrous, grace You lavished on me, and Your greatness I see. You are true to Your word. You are.
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, the special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.